106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya. National parks looking for unique and interesting ways to attract more visitation. One thing that's been in the mix for a little while is things like paragliding and that type of aerial activity. This may not be going forward as quickly as some people might hope in the Banff area.
And this has some history to it. Going back to around 2010, Parks Canada, the federal agency, deemed a number of recreational activities as appropriate for national parks. That didn't mean that every national park would allow them. What that meant that each park could then assess each new use and allow them or not allow them as they see fit. The paragliding and hang gliding community was really excited back then that those two activities were included. Banff National Park was the first to actually review and approve Via Ferrata, which was unveiled at Norquay last year.
Yep.
Last week, Jasper National Park released its new recreational guidelines, and that included hang gliding and paragliding.
So you can paraglide and hang glide in Jasper National Park in the not too distant future?
Absolutely. They are looking to do a 2-year pilot program to assess how and where and what that looks like. So they're asking anyone who is going to go and try to do those activities to let them know. That research and that 2-year pilot project will then lead into whether or not it's allowed in Banff. The Banff superintendent, Dave McDonough, told me this week, while Banff is going to come out with their own recreational guidelines this fall that will address things like community gardens, mountain biking, and aerial parks, they're not going forward with paragliding or hang gliding at this time. They're going to wait and see what Jasper does and then see if it can be applied to Banff. So a more cautious step-by-step approach for those activities.
I don't see what the huge negative impact for hang gliding and paragliding would be in Banff National Park. I mean, you're one or two people. The environmental impact is low. People are already hiking up to the top of the mountains. This is just a different way to get down that doesn't require any kind of negative wildlife detriment that I can see, any kind of fuel or noise or anything like that.
Anytime you're doing something different in a national park, you should really be cautious about it because these are our protected areas. Are our national parks for any recreation that we want to do, or are they for protecting for ecological integrity?
Right.
It's tricky because when Parks Canada in 2010 said they were appropriate uses, there's no longer a need for an environmental assessment on any of these activities. There was a lot of objection in Banff to Via Ferrata. Is this an appropriate way for people to experience nature?
Well, it's here and the sky hasn't fallen, so...
It has been an experience that people have enjoyed. So I think that when it comes to recreation and national parks, we have traditionalists who look to the origin, history, and purpose that our national parks were founded on. And
those who want to hurl themselves off the side of a mountain.
And those who want to hurl themselves off the side of a mountain, yes.